Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi-o, it's the 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Wednesday, December 11th, 2019. Here's what you may have missed on the show today.
Yeah.
How do you know when it's time to break up?
Well, today is December the 11th. According to Facebook, they crunched some numbers and said this is the day that you should break up with your spouse, because most people do that. If you're going to break up with somebody before the holidays, today's the day, so don't answer the phone.
Oh, so basically, if you've bought a gift, you probably want to hang on until after Christmas.
Yeah.
That's what you're feeling, too, when you're like, shoot, I know this isn't going anywhere. Yep. Do I do it before or after Christmas? Oh, it's horrible.
You save money.
So here's what a study found. They say actually what you should do is make a list of pros and cons to help, or you could look to what's called the investment model. This is where you take three factors into account that equally contribute to whether a person stays committed or not. One of them is relationship satisfaction. Mm-hmm. Investments into the relationship that would be lost, for instance, money or kids, friends, stuff like that. And lastly, quality of alternatives that are available. So the person you're breaking up for, is that person worth it?
Something better on the horizon?
Yeah. They say if you find yourself pondering a breakup, try to think objectively, mm-hmm. easy for me to say, I'm having a stroke, I guess, about what's good about your relationship, but also consider whether you're staying in for fear, which is the wrong reason. I know a lot of people that are just afraid to be alone that stay in a very bad relationship, and it's like I would rather have negative attention than no attention at all, and I keep trying.
That's just not healthy. And then they go from one to the other because they don't want to be by themselves. I stay in mine sometimes out of guilt. I was joking on the air, but it's true. Like 10, 15 years ago, I was with a guy, and I stayed with him a few months too long because I didn't have the heart to tell him. The only reason I couldn't be with him anymore is because he was such a slobbery kisser. So gross.
Wow.
Bad kisser.
He said, he's like, you never kiss me anymore. Are you cheating on me? I was like, no.
Yeah.
That might be the better answer. You know, make him feel better.
No, but I'm looking.
Yeah, that's a good answer. People make snap judgments about others in milliseconds, apparently, about your economic status based on what your clothing looks like and what you're wearing. They found that when observers deemed clothing to look richer, they also assumed the person wearing it to be more competent. That's why people put on glasses. That makes you look smart, doesn't it?
Yes.
Some people.
Similar clothing some people that wear that look poor or wear poor clothing are considered less competent people as well. So
I tell you who learns this lesson are bankers, especially bankers in rural areas.
Because
you can have a farmer come in there wearing overalls and dirty shoes or something and think, well, this guy isn't anything. He could be a multimillionaire.
I learned that real quick.
Paying stuff, buying cars for cash.
I remember when I was working at Sears at the Paddock Mall. And it was true. You would have people from the horse farms that come in that smelled like they'd been on the horse farm all day. And would buy $5,000 TVs with cash.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. I worked at Circuit City. They would always come in certain sections of the store with just like you said, huge wads of cash and then walk out carrying it with no bag.
Easiest sale ever was to these people.
Yeah. So. Don't judge a book by its cover.
Speaking of money, I bet you're going to lose a lot of it in your flexible spending account.
I hate the flexible spending account. I tell you, this is the year I got on Medicare, and I'm so glad. One of the reasons is flexible spending. I know a couple people here at the station, we have that flexible spending. They're sick of it because you get these letters saying, you just spent some money at a doctor's office, and the doctor's office didn't give us the correct coding or whatever or paperwork, and it's up to you to track down the doctor to get them to do their job. And then they'll freeze your account. I had my account freeze so many times in 1 year that it just became ridiculous.
I actually, it's funny you bring that up because my account was frozen for $68 for two separate accounts. I have like $300 still left in there. So I'm like, all right, I'm not, because I kept sending receipt after receipt.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm done. You know what? To free up $300, I'll give you back $68 that I'm going to spend anyways.
That's something.
So, you know, yeah, that's why I'm going to get my eyes checked on Thursday. And I'm buying.
Seriously.
I'm buying some nice new polarized sunglasses with my prescription in it. Ooh, I'm going to look really good.
Nice job.
Anywho, that's one way you can kind of bleed out the money for your flexible spending account. But here are some other ways that you can do that. And a lot of things you have to keep in mind. A lot of this stuff is over the counter. And why you can't use your flexible spending is that you need a prescription. Even though it's like Tylenol and Motrin,
the dumbest thing.
You'll need to have a prescription. All right, so call your doctor.
Who gets a prescription for Tylenol?
I got a prescription for 800 milligram ibuprofen one time.
Yeah, but you
the
can
800 stuff. Or you can just go to Canada and buy it by the bottle.
Or take four 200s.
Yeah, but
that you can buy from anywhere.
But the insurance paid better on the 800 milligram. Yeah, so. So that's what they say. Stock up on supplies like pain reliever, heartburn medications, all that other stuff. As crazy as it sounds, talking to your doctor, get a prescription for it. It's very easy that they can write it, and that's how you will get reimbursed in your flexible spending account. Plan for your summer vacation, sunscreen, motion sickness medications, first aid kits for your luggage. All of that is available to be used for your flexible spending.
But you don't need a prescription sunblock, do you?
No, you don't need a prescription for sunblock or stuff like that.
What's wrong with the optometrists? They should get involved with it. What are your lobbyists doing?
And then what's interesting is the law actually for flexible spending is you don't lose all your money at the stroke of midnight come New Year. You actually have up to March 15th, but it's up to the employer to say we're only going to extend it for a week, 2 weeks, 30 days, 60 days, or something like that. So talk to your HR department to make sure you may have some extra time to blow off all that money. You and I, we as people who are listening to fake news, are the source of fake news. Believe it or not, researchers say that it's very common for people, when given credible, legitimate statistics regarding a controversial topic, to misremember that information so that it supports their preconceived beliefs and biases.
I think that's why some politicians now just say blatantly false things, because their fans will believe them, whether they're, and will never check up on it because it came from the horse's mouth.
And believe it or not, the study also noted that when people get the facts wrong, they'll go ahead and tell their friends the facts wrong.
Yeah,
they'll believe it, and then they'll tweak it a little bit. So then you get this grapevine of complete misinformation. It's not just a thing here in the U.S. This is a global problem that's going on. And they say a lot of it is because we are so connected so much with the internet that rumors are just easily spread. I mean, how many times has Betty White died that people have posted up online?
Real.
You know?
I know. Well, and it's like, too, the people are sharing articles that are old. Like, people will be like, oh, my gosh, can you believe this? And I'm like, this article is from 2016.
Right.
And it's not even accurate. This article's from The Onion. Like, did you know The Onion's false? Like, that's not a real thing.
And, you know, you also brought up a really good point as well, is that people just read headlines. And so
the content.
You know, why we tease, make these ominous teases is to get you to listen a little bit longer. Yeah. That's the same thing with these stories. They put a ridiculous headline for you to open it up. Daily Mail is really good at that. The Daily Mail.
Oh, it'll be like, so-and-so was fat-shamed, and then you read it, and it's like, she made a comment herself about how she'd like to lose weight.
Right,
like,
exactly.
You're like, that's not remotely the same story.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's a British tabloid, too.
Yeah.
So, and we have them, too.
But it's just kind of like, you know, that's where you really do need to, and that's where I think the idea of the news story is for us to police ourselves. Make sure that even though you may not agree with what's happening, you know, look with the facts. The facts are the facts, regardless.
Right.
Okay, boomer, you've heard that expression that is used to dismiss or mock preconceived, narrow-minded, outdated, negatively judgmental, or condescending attitudes of older people, particularly by baby boomers. Sounds kind of horrible, doesn't it? Why don't we have a beer? Come on over to the Dogfish Head Brewery. They've unveiled their latest beer called Okay Boomer, which is a winter lager, a nice little spice of cinnamon, ginger, caramel. And
cardamom,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, star anise,
and then house toasted walnut flour and kiln
coffee malt.
A
couple of things we've never heard of. I have no idea what those
are. If you combined Old Man Must and Old Spice and made it into a drink, that's what this beer sounds like.
They said it's supposed to involve the spirit of the story of Old Man Winter with a Gen Z twist on an out with an old and in with the new philosophy.
Okay.
There you go for that one. And then Google, SantaTracker.google.com is where Google has actually launched their official Santa Tracker. It won't actually be tracking Santa until Christmas Eve, but until then, you can actually learn some things. For instance, the layout of Santa's Village. There's a game called Code Boogie, which is designed to help you learn code Interestingly enough,
that's weird.
How you can become a hacker. Holiday Traditions was aims to teach children on different Christmas practices from all over the world. Strangest ones for me are how in Europe Christmas generally talks about a monster. I never really translated over here to the Americas, but anyways.
So in Japan they eat KFC. That's a big deal. Yeah.
In Iceland, there's a black cat that, like, if your kids don't behave, it kidnaps all your children.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
So don't mess with the black cat, I suppose. Yeah.
Yeah. One of the Scandinavian countries, you leave shoes outside and I don't know.
Yeah, and this is all the things you can find on the website if you want some free time. So there's our show for today, Wednesday, December 11th. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye. Have a great one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.